Okay. Well, so do you currently believe that Mary is co-redemptrix?
Not in the same sense that is taught by the church or it's held by you, brother. You mentioned that the soul redeemer, obviously, as we all know, is Christ the Lord Himself, because He physically offered Himself on the wood of the Holy Cross for the redemption of humanity. But our Blessed Mother did intimately was involved with the mission of the redemption as well of mankind in a mystical way. She also suffered along with her Son. And that has always been given a unanimous, unanimously being revealed by all of the Catholic mystics who have been granted such a privilege of seeing this this event of the crucifixion.
You're not clearly answering the question. Do you believe that Christ alone is the Redeemer?
Well, yes, He is, in the sense that He was the one that was directly involved with the sacrificial offering of Himself for the redemption of mankind.
So do you believe that the title, co-redemptrix, can be formally applied to Mary or not?
Not in the same way as you...
Yes
as
or no?
You,
yes or no?
How do you define co-redemptrix?
I don't believe she is co-redemptrix. You've repeated...
How is it defined?
Hold on a second.
You? How do you think about it?
The position that Mary is co-redemptrix is the position that she deserves a formal title of having redeemed the world together with Christ, that Christ redeemed the world in a superior sense, but Mary also played a role, according to the people who adhere to this position. I don't. But the people who believe this would say that Christ assumed a superior role, and the superior role in redeeming the world, but Mary also played an integral role, and therefore she merits the title co-redemptrix with Christ as a formal theological title. Do you agree with that or not?
In the sense of her sharing in the mission, I mean, because she did partake of the mission of the redemption.
Well, it's obvious you can't answer the question, and that's a characteristic of people who. Whose position is not in line with the truth.
Hold on, don't jump to conclusions.
I'm not. I'm accurately assessing what you've said.
No, because as co-redemptrix, the way I'm describing it is in her cooperation with fulfilling the holy will in participating in the mission of the redemption as the Mother of God. Being the one chosen from all eternity by God the Father to be the Mother of God of the promised Redeemer of humanity. She knowing this in advance, and she knowing what her Son came on earth to do, and then being there in front of the cross when her Son is dying on the cross, and she suffering mystically in union with Him, offering her Son to God the Father, is that not a cooperation in the mission of the redemption?
Not in the actual act of redemption. No.
Right, exactly. I agree with
hold
you.
Hold on. Let me speak. I've let you speak.
Hold on, brother.
You listen.
Because it's not in the actual act of the redemption itself.
You're not taking a clear position on the issue.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It's similar to, and we've made this point, that it was the sin of Adam alone, as the Council of Trent says, that brought the downfall of mankind.
Yes, that's right.
Eve played a crucial role in the fall of mankind, broadly considered, but in terms of the precise consideration of what actually brought down mankind, it was the sin of Adam alone. That's
right.
The teaching of the Church, and St. Thomas Aquinas also says that. In the same way, Mary was integral to the events that led up to the redemption.
Right.
But Christ alone is the Redeemer, and He alone redeemed the world.
Right.
And therefore, the title co-redemptrix is a false title.
Why would you say that? Unless you equate it to actually having her involved in her own person as a redeemer herself. If you think of it that way,
that's what the title means.
That's the wrong definition.
No, that's not the way I see it. There's no other reason to apply the title co-redemptrix to her unless you are promoting the idea that she played an integral role in the actual specific formal act of redemption.
No, No, not in that sense. Only in
Okay, then you, so then you don't believe she's co-redemptrix.
How can I not believe if she's not co-redemptrix when she partook of the mission of the redemption along with her son?
No, Christ alone did.
No. He alone offered himself as the physical sacrifice, but she partook of the mission.
So did Christ alone redeem the world, or did Christ and Mary?
Yes.
Wait a second. Let me finish the question. Did Christ alone redeem the world, or did Christ... You didn't let me finish the question again.
Okay, go on.
Because you run from the truth. Did Christ... Yes, yes, you do. And just like you called up a few minutes... Just like you called up a few minutes ago, and you said that you had never had a doctrinal disagreement, or you don't have any, and then I recalled that actually you did have this co-redemptrix disagreement. You weren't even aware of it.
Well, that's because you're confused.
No, you're confused. You don't even know what positions you've held.
Brother,
and so I'll finish the question, or at least I'll try to. Did Christ alone redeem the world, or did Christ and Mary redeem the world?
Christ alone redeemed the world.
Therefore, Mary is not co-redemptrix.
Only if she herself... if she was not involved at all with the mission of the redemption, then the title of her not being co-redemptrix does not need to be brought up at all. But because she was intimately involved as Mother of God in bringing the Son of God, who was going to be who is the sole redeemer of humanity, and that she and her son were to partake of the mission of the redemption. What makes you think that she doesn't deserve to be honored as co-redemptrix, but not in the sense of her giving up herself and partaking intimately, like in the sense of that she's going to give up...
Joseph, you're contradicting yourself.
Herself as a sacrificial lamb.
Joseph,
hold on. Is the sole redeemer of humanity.
Okay.
So she did partake in the support of the mission of the redemption.
So if Christ alone is the sole redeemer, that excludes Mary as redeemer, strictly considered. You can't have it both ways. You can't say Christ alone redeemed the world, yet Mary also deserves this special title of co-redemptrix or co-redeemer. It doesn't make any sense.
So how is it that the fathers of the church have given her titles that are...
They have not given her that title.
Descriptive of her unique role as Mother of God in assisting with the mission of the redemption, in fulfilling that will, the holy will of our Father.
They've given her...
Our Heavenly Father, in taking up the role...
Hold on.
...of assisting,
hold on.
Assisting her son in the mission of redemption.
They've given her the title of Mother of God.
Sure.
As immaculately conceived.
That's right.
Absolutely. But they didn't give her the title of co-redemptrix.
Not in that sense.
No, that's a modern development. Okay, and that's why in this article on our website we quote the Council of Florence and the Council of Trent. For example, Trent says, and this is interesting because this is a decree on invocation, veneration, relics of saints, etc., and it says, the saints who reign with Christ offer up their prayers to God, and it is good and useful to invoke them. And it says, in order to obtain favors from God through his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who alone is our Redeemer.
Right.
And what's interesting is this is a decree talking about Mary and the saints. So in the context of talking about Our Lady, it says Christ alone is the Redeemer. And we also have the Council of Florence, which issued an equally interesting proclamation. In the bull Cantate Domino, actually, it said about Christ, he who was conceived without sin was born and died through his death alone, laid low the enemy of the human race. It doesn't diminish her integral role in the events that led up to the redemption, but when we're talking about the redemption, strictly considered, and when we talk about co-redemptrix, we're talking about whether it should be applied as a strict dogmatic title to Our Lady.
Yeah, that's not right. That's not the way I would...
Well, but here's the thing. The people who adhere to this idea of co-redemptrix are not saying that she played a crucial role in the events that led up to the redemption, just like Eve played a crucial role in the events that led up to the fall of mankind. They're saying, strictly speaking, Christ, along with Mary, redeemed the world. Yeah. That is doctrinally false.
Exactly.
But you don't agree with that. That's why you disagreed with us. When...
No, no, no. I disagree with the with the false teachings that she herself is, along with our Lord, a redeemer, as in the one that was the catalyst behind the redemption. Because that's when people give her that title, co-redemptrix, like you just described right now, they automatically assume that along with her son, that our Blessed Mother redeemed humanity. When we know for a fact that only our Lord and God Jesus the Christ Himself is the sole Redeemer of humanity.
But wait a second.
But her role, her essential role as the Mother of God, was in preparation and in participation of the mission of the redemption, leading up to the event that ultimately led to the crucifixion and death of her son.
But she wasn't co-redemptrix.
She's not co-redemptrix in being an equal.
No, she's not co-redemptrix, period. See, this is where you're contradicting yourself again. Okay, you just spent about a minute talking about how you don't believe she was involved in the redemption, that that's Christ alone. And now you're saying she's not involved in the redemption in terms of being equal. So you're contradicting yourself. You're now implying that she is co-redemptrix, but in a lesser sense. No, that's contrary to Catholic teaching. Christ alone redeemed the world. He alone is our Redeemer. What?
Right. Now, I agree with wholeheartedly.
You don't agree with that. You don't.
Brother, that's part of Catholic teaching.
So when did you change your position?
What do you mean?
Because you disagreed with us. When we disagreed with McCormick over co-redemptrix, you favored co-redemptrix. When we started this conversation, you favored co-redemptrix. So when did you change your position?
You're equating, when I say co-redemptrix, with her getting intimately involved with redeeming the world along with her son. I'm saying that she partook in an intimate way as Mother of God with the mission of redemption, because that was what was given to her and to her son. And to Saint Joseph as the Holy Family, they were the only human family on this planet that was given the preparatory mission of...
Yeah, I know this. Okay, it's irrelevant to what the Church teaches. This is not diminishing Our Lady's profound role. And in fact, people who want to assert that she's co-redemptrix are not honoring Our Lady. They're actually insulting Our Lady by contradicting the truth. And it doesn't diminish her influence, her titles, her prerogatives. It's just to accurately communicate what the Catholic Church teaches about the precise act of redemption and who that title applies to in terms of the Redeemer. So, but talking to you, it's similar to talking to a salvation outside the Church heretic, because on the one hand, you're saying Christ alone is the Redeemer. He has a unique role. He uniquely is the Redeemer. But yet at the same time, you're saying she's still co-redemptrix in some sense. You're not being consistent.
So no expression of co-redemptrix could even be expressed about our Blessed Mother at all.
No, not as a formal doctrinal title, not at all. No,
not as a form. I agree, it's not formal. Now,
that when we're talking about this issue, we're talking about as an actual doctrinal title. That's what we're talking about.
That doesn't exist. That doesn't exist.
No,
told you that in the beginning.
No, we're...
You went to have questioned me like
no,
that.
We're talking about whether that is an accurate description, just like the term Mother of God, okay, is an accurate formal doctrinal title. Is it an accurate formal doctrinal title to call her co-redemptrix?
No, because it hasn't been done yet.
No, but is it even possible that it could be? No, it's not.
If it's clarified that she was only as a supportive role in the mission of redemption in the intimate way and in the only way that she played, no one else did.
No.
But not as an equal to her son, no way.
You're contradicting.
That there's no way that in that sense she would be considered as co-redemptrix, but only in the supportive role as his mother and offering up in a mystical way her sufferings along with his son as a sort of...
Say that again.
And offering up her suffering.
No. Say what you just tried to communicate again, please.
In offering up her sufferings in a mystical...
No. In terms of whether it could be declared formally that she was co-redemptrix.
Oh, I mean, well, Yeah, I mean, if it's clarified that she is not, that she was not offered as the sacrificial lamb, like our Blessed Lord was in his unique role as the only soul redeemer, if it's clarified that she was not, but that she did play an integral role with supporting the mission of the redemption, because she was at the foot of the cross, she was the one that then nurtured him, that prepared him for this ultimate a sacrifice that he was to commit himself to in the future.
Okay, so your answer is yes.
If the church clarifies that she
yeah, we got that. I already heard that. I understood that. Okay. So your answer is Jesus says, "Let your yes be yes, let your no be no." Okay. So just can I speak here? Can I speak?
I can see that. Then
all right. Can I respond? So you're saying yes. All right. You're saying it's possible for her in the future to be declared as co-redemptrix. Now, could other people be declared co-redemptrix besides Mary? Because St. Paul says that he even takes a part in filling up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ in terms of the members of the body, that his efforts and his sufferings play a role in helping the work of redemption flourish among the members of the community. And other papal documents speak of how many members of the church play a role in distributing the benefits of the redemption. So right. Could co-redemptrix also be applied to someone else besides Mary?
Continuing with the mission of the redemption up to the present day, we all have a role to play with that.
So the term co-redemptrix could be applied. It's not uniquely her title, according to you.
No, not in that sense, brother.
So do the people who support the position of co-redemptrix...
No, because she and her son, if you look at it in the perspective of the scriptures also, she and her son were uniquely revealed by God the Holy Ghost, even in the book of Genesis.
Okay, I don't...
In the book of Genesis, in Genesis, yeah. What is it, 3:15, I believe it is?
Right.
That in itself...
So it doesn't apply to anyone besides Mary.
No, it should not. It should not. But we do, as the mystical body of Christ, as His extension,
So you're admitting that Mary and Jesus have unique titles. Christ is the Redeemer, and Mary is co-redemptrix, and that applies. Can I finish, please?
Yes, brother.
Yeah, and that does not apply to other people. Can I finish? See, you can't let me speak because the truth contradicts your lies. That's why. And we see it over and over again. That you are therefore applying co-redemptrix to Mary in a strict doctrinal way as a title that does not apply to other members of the church, even though the church teaches that they also play a role in distributing the graces of redemption, in helping the work of redemption flourish, etc. So you're saying that in the actual specific formal act of redemption, Christ and Mary have a special role. So if we're drawing columns here, on the left side, you have Jesus and Mary. Okay, they play a unique role. And on the right side, you have everyone else. And what I'm telling you is that position is contrary to Catholic teaching, because the dogmatic teaching of the Church is that when we're talking about the strict formal consideration of the redemption, Jesus Christ alone is the Redeemer. Right. It even uses the word alone. So therefore, only Christ is on the left side. Mary and everyone else is on the right. And you're putting her on the left. And that's actually heretical.
Heretical in the sense that only He
is the Redeemer.
Is the Redeemer.
Only He redeemed the world. His death alone...
So regardless of this, regardless of her unique role as being the mother of Christ Jesus Himself, and as being the one who stood under the foot of the cross...
Yes, we know that. No one's disputing that. No one's denying that. That doesn't mean she's the Redeemer or co-redeemer.
That she could not be considered co-redemptrix in that sense.
No, she can't.
At all.
No. Not as a, well, in the context we're talking about, no, which is as an actual consideration of the Redeemer and the act of redemption.
You see? That's where the distinction lies.
No, there is no distinction. The answer to your question is no.
No, see, brother, you are equating my response, my answer of Mary as co-redemptrix, as being equal in her offering herself as redeemer of mankind.
No, you're being dishonest again. You're being dishonest again because I already had expressed the position, which is that the position of co-redemptrix is that Jesus Christ is the superior redeemer. Mary also played a role in redeeming the world together with Christ in a lesser sense. Okay? I never said that the people who adhere to this position believe that Mary's role was equal. That doesn't matter. They still believe she deserves the title of redeemer in some sense. And that is contrary to Catholic teaching.
No, I agree with that. She's not to be given the title of co-redeemer, but she did.
So now you do agree.
I'm sorry?
I mean, you're directly contradicting yourself. Now you're saying she doesn't deserve the title of co-redemptrix.
No. As the actual co-redeemer, as a redeemer along with Christ. But as partaker of the mission of redemption, she's unique in the history of humanity.
I mean, this is incredible. You're saying one thing, and then you're saying exactly the opposite. Do you realize that?
I've always held the same position, brother.
No. In this conversation, you're saying one thing, and then you're saying exactly the opposite. You're saying that I don't believe she deserves the title of co-redeemer, and yet, for much of this conversation, you've argued that because of her unique role, she does, in a special way, deserve that title. Do you see the contradiction?
You're coming away with that analysis.
That's just the truth. I mean, I say, if you can't see it, then you have some serious spiritual blindness.
No, brother.
It's just like the people we talk to who say they believe in the dogma outside the churches and the salvation, and we point out that the priests they support deny it, and then they say, no, my priests don't believe that. And then we point out that not only do their priests deny it, but the people we're talking to, the person we're talking to, actually denies it.
Lots of confusion out there, brother.
Yeah, and you're part of it.
No, brother. How do you come up with that conclusion? Just because I feel that she partook in the unique role of the redemption that was given to her son and to herself.
So now you're arguing again that she is co-redeemer.
Not in the same way that it was canonized in the Council of Trent as sole redeemer, as the sole.
That's like saying, yeah, I believe Jews can be saved, but I don't believe Jews can be saved in the way that was condemned in the bull Cantate Domino. That's exactly what you're saying. You're saying, I believe she's co-redemptrix, but I believe Jesus Christ was sole redeemer in the way the Council of Trent declared. That statement is meaningless. You can say that you're adhering to a Catholic teaching, but if the logical result of your position is that it directly contradicts what's stated, it doesn't make any difference.
So ultimately
is she co-redemptrix or not? It's yes or no.
How do you define co-redemptrix?
I already explained it to you.
As an equal for the redemption of humanity?
I already explained it to you, but you're deliberately refusing to see it because your position is false.
No, because I think this is basically your perception of
you're just a liar. Position. That's what you are. Just a liar.
Brother.
Yep,
brother.
You're a liar.
Did Jesus Christ alone
redeem the world, or did Jesus Christ redeem the world along with Mary?
Our blessed Lord is the sole redeemer of humanity.
Hold on. Did Jesus Christ redeem the world along with Mary?
Along with Mary?
Along with. Yes or no?
As in giving himself up together?
You can't answer the question. It's a very simple question. You can't answer it because you know you're lying.
Book of the mission, She partook of the mission of the redemption, but she
yes or no? I'll try it again.
Not, she herself, only her son is the sole redeemer of humanity.
Here's a yes or no question. It's very simple.
But she supported.
I'll try it again, Joseph. I'll try it again. Did Jesus Christ alone redeem the world, or did Jesus Christ redeem the world along with Mary?
Only our blessed Lord is the redeemer.
Therefore, she cannot be given the title co-redemptrix.
If she's not given a title of co-redemptrix, then how is she honored in the sense of having of having anything to do with the mission of the redemption?
So here's what you're saying. You're saying Jesus Christ alone redeemed the world, not with Mary. That was what you said in answer to my first question. And
honored?
Now you're saying
how
that if that's
Mary?
True...
How answer that question? How is she honored? Then?
She's not
honored by the fathers of the church.
The fathers of the church... Okay, if you'd be quiet, I'd answer your question if you'd stop rambling. The fathers of the church did not consider her co-redemptrix, and the church has never called her co-redemptrix in any magisterial statement that would have infallibility. That's the answer.
So I'll look into that further.
Well, these facts have been out there for years.
I mean, there are...
But you're still lying. You just lied in the last minute. I first asked
Brother,
you...
Brother, I told you that
you're
only
just,
our Lord...
You're just a dishonest person.
...of humanity.
And therefore, Mary would not be considered co-redemptrix.
She would not be considered co-redemptrix in the sense of her giving herself up.
No, she would not be considered co-redemptrix.
At all.
She would not
at
be considered co-redemptrix, period. But it's pretty clear you're just...
No. I mean...
Not honest.
In the sense the doctrinal proclamation of the Council of Trent.
You don't believe in what the Council of Trent proclaimed.
In our blessed Lord is the only sole redeemer of humanity.
You don't.
I believe that wholeheartedly.
No, you don't.
But
you don't.
Mary's role in her intimate cooperation with the mission of the redemption. That's a given. Every true Catholic knows that.
The Church teaches that Christ alone redeemed the world.
Yes. That we both agree with.
Therefore, Mary is not co-redemptrix.
Therefore, Mary
is not
the title co-redemptrix, okay?
That's that simple.
Right, but then that doesn't negate the fact that she partook intimately in the mission of the redemption.
Would it? If you're talking about the redemption in terms of the actual act of redeeming the world, it would.
No, right. No, it's in the actual mission, in the actual act of redeeming the world, that is... strictly, solely, an act of Christ Jesus himself.
Right, and that's why
supportive role.
She did not have a supportive role in the actual act of redeeming the world.
No, not in the actual act.
Because it was only the merit.
The mission of redemption.
It was only the merit of God the Son that could do that.
I got you, brother.
Okay.
I understand you in that. But in her role as Mother of God... As having prepared a son for
she is co-redemptrix, according to you,
and so forth, in partaking of the mission of the anticipatory act of the redemption itself, leading up to that.
Cut to the point.
She was the only one intimately involved, along with her husband. You can't deny that. And if you do, then you're a heretic.
No, you're a heretic. Okay, she was not involved in the act of redemption. We've already covered
that. No, I understand that, but she was...
No, you don't understand that.
She was supportive of the mission of
you
the redemption
listen.
That was given to her
okay.
and her son, and St. Joseph, to take care of the whole process.
You're just a liar. There's nothing else to say.
You are absolutely
so you just took God's name in vain.
Brother,
shouldn't do that.
You just relegated the contributions of our blessed of our blessed mother and Saint Joseph's role as the parents of God the Son.
That's a damnable lie.
Redemption.
That's a lie for which you will be damned.
Part of okay. the, of the preparatory
because it's untrue. Because what you're saying, if you'd be quiet, what you're saying is that someone who is accurately communicating what the Church teaches about Mary's role is diminishing Our Lady. That is utterly false and untrue. You are actually a false devotee of Our Lady. You have no real devotion to Our Lady because you have no real adherence and commitment to the truth. Someone who is devoted to Our Lady loves the truth and will not overstate things and certainly will not diminish what is accurate about her. out to say that because we do not apply the strict doctrinal title of co-redemptrix to Mary, because it's not consistent with what the Church has taught, that that is lessening Our Lady's profound influence. We, in fact, in our article on this issue, we go through the necessity of having devotion to Mary, praying the rosary, and we promote that as much as anyone. So for you to say that, it just shows you're just dishonest. But it's pretty obvious. You say one thing and then you contradict yourself, and it doesn't faze you because you're not a man of the truth.
First of all, brother, I told you what I believe in her cooperation.
Yeah.
With this, but you decide to think that that is in strict compliance with the title of co-redemptrix, as though she partook in giving herself up as a redeeming sacrifice herself. That's utterly not true.
You're not making any sense.
That's the way you're perceiving my support.
Honestly, you don't make any sense.
Identifying her as co-redemptrix.
You don't make any sense. You contradict yourself all the time. And I'm not just saying that. That's the truth. Half the time you say she is co-redemptrix, half the time you say she isn't. That's the truth. So, I'll pray for your conversion and that you can see the truth, because you're right now, I have to say, on the road to hell, because you're a liar. And see, you were a liar when you disputed with us on this years ago. And a person who loves the truth will say, the Council of Trent says Jesus Christ alone is the Redeemer. That's good enough for me. That excludes anyone else as the Redeemer. If he alone is the Redeemer, if the Catholic Church alone leads to salvation, that means that other religions don't.
Right.
If Jesus Christ by his death alone laid low the enemy of the human race,
right,
that means that Mary was not involved in the actual act of redemption.
I agree with that 100%.
No, you don't.
I just told you that I do.
So you reject co-redemptrix.
Why did he keep saying
so
that?
So then you reject the title of co-redemptrix.
Then I would have to reject the title of co-redemptrix. So be it. If you think that that is going to disconnect her role in her in the way you perceive co-redemptrix to be,
so you therefore do not believe Mary's co-redemptrix.
I would have to say no, because that's according to you and according to the way you think.
No, it has nothing to do with me.
And
it has to do with what the Church teaches.
Yes, the Church taught that our Christ, our blessed Lord alone, is the sole Redeemer.
So you reject.
That I know that.
So you reject co-redemptrix as a title.
So I would have to reject the title of equating or co-redemptrix if that is thought of.
So you agree that you've changed your position on this issue?
I would have to, because it would have to reflect the teaching of the Church.
So when did you change your position?
Because when it's clarified,
it just struck you in this conversation?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. But I'm still not convinced,
brother,
though, to be honest with you.
I don't want you to come away with falsely thinking that, you know, that my position is one that equates that the majority, like you mentioned, in the early description.
So when this individual McCormick, hold on. So when this individual McCormick would write to us and defend Mary as co-redemptrix, do you agree that that was wrong? That he was wrong?
It depends on how did he express himself. Did he say, like, as a neutral?
Here you go again. See, if you were convinced, you would just say yes.
Because it's outright wrong if the co-redemptrix title is equal in giving her the same value.
No, they don't say she was equal in the role of redemption.
Or playing alongside with him? Is that what you like?
Listen, I'll pray for you, but I've explained it. You can look at the article. There comes a point where you can't get through to a person.
No.
Because
you can't see it.
You just can't.
I understand fully.
If you agree.
It cannot be given to her at all. That's the position.
Right, and therefore what he was saying, which you agreed with, was wrong.
It would be wrong. It would be wrong because it goes contrary to the church teaching.
Okay.
In giving her the title.
Well, I really think that's something you should confess, assuming you are in agreement on the other issues, because you did contradict the teaching of the church obstinately after the clear dogmatic definitions were presented to you and you had a chance to consider them carefully. And you mentioned...
I also did give you a detailed response as to how it is to be expressed in that sense. You understand?
Your response was contradictory.
The official response that one would hold according to church teaching is to hold that which was stated in the Council of Trent, that our blessed Lord is the sole redeemer of humanity. Therefore, according to the way of thinking, and logical consequence of that would be that no person at all outside of Christ Jesus...
You would actually have to make a profession rejecting that. I mean, for someone to be convinced that you actually reject that, because there have just been too many contradictory statements.
Apparently, because there seems to be confusion on how it's on the meaning, on how it's trying to be expressed, and you know, you're emphasizing the factual act of the redemption being done only exclusively by Jesus the Christ himself.
Right, of course we're talking about the... Here's why we know we're talking about the actual act of the redemption, and anyone who tries to divert from that fact is being dishonest, because if you're not talking about the actual specific act of redemption, and you apply Mary, well, then you could also include St. Paul and other saints, and they say, no, no, no. Okay, and therefore they're restricting the title and the discussion to the actual redemption of the world, not how the merits of the Passion are communicated and how the benefits of the redemption are distributed and dispensed. That's not what it's discussing or dealing with at all. And anyone who tries to then swing back to that consideration is showing an inconsistency in their argument. They're saying, on the one hand, Jesus and Mary alone deserve this title because they alone played the special role in the actual redemption. And then when you point out why that's not correct, then they swing into arguments that deal with how, well, all people contribute to the dispensing of redemptory benefits, etc. So it's contradictory. They swing back and forth. When you're talking about the title, we're talking about the strict act of redemption. So